That's not a bad idea. Grow a beard first? I'm working on it. Not on purpose, just because I've been lazy. Yeah. I have a lazy beard. I can't... This is the thing. I can't handle a beard. It's like... Yeah, no, because the way that it grows down here is like sideways. But all right, here's a little thing. Just since we're talking, you know, there's a thing about me that you know you guys don't know, and I know that you don't know this because pretty much nobody knows this except my mom and dad. But when I was brought out, it was the era of forceps, you know, and my head actually got mushed by the forceps, and like I had this blood clot on my head, and it bends to this side. My like. In the, there are pictures of me when I was like a razor blade shaved skinhead back in the day, and you can see like my head is actually misshapen, and my whole thing is like, it's like, it's not like this, it's like this, you know. So down here, if I try to grow it out, it actually it goes sideways and it back in.
It's a designer.
No, but that's the thing. If I like, that's too much for me to handle. And but if I shaved that, then it would be a very manicured bit of facial hair, and that's not cool either, you know. So nobody would think that I shaved it that way as an artistic statement. People would think that I shaved it that way because I was trying to be an international male model. I mean, a model for international male. Not, which is the, like, buff underwear catalog. No? Have I shared too much? All right, so I don't know how bored or okay you guys are doing, but I'm kind of only at about the like 3/5 point of the set. But I'm gonna. Who was the person who mentioned the lungfish thing? Who? Oh. That counts more or less. But okay, thanks, Kevin. I'm also distracted, I should tell you, by the, this is the first time, you know, I'm a professional.
Obviously.
You know, sometimes I play and there's a monitor on the ground in front of me. Never have I seen one that has its own internal light that lights up with the logo of the brand of the monitor, which is JBL. And I don't mind saying that because I have a, when I got my car, which is the first non-1960s car that I ever bought, I got the option for the JBL stereo. They're not paying me for that. I paid them for that. But it is a little disconcerting because I go like, it's just weird, you know. It's like, because I look down at myself when I play a lot, and then I see a light and it says JBL.